12 or 2 is
5772. 73. And thank you. So this is a streamlined version. So we're going to move along very quickly. It's a hands-on experiential. So how many people here have done vision boards? One. And are you convinced that it's very powerful?
Yes.
It is powerful. We're going to go into the power, and I have a bibliography, and I have some of the reasons and some of the things that it does do. But before I tell you what it does, I want us to do it. So we will talk about it afterwards. And I'd like each of us to help each other experience together. So in order to start, I'd like to just kind of release where we've been and just go around the room very quickly, because this is a really nice way to complete where we've been and begin something new, is talk about what we're grateful for. Not talk about it, just give me one word so that we can just put it on the board, because I imagine what we're grateful for may be included in our vision board in some way. So, what are, Liana?
My parents.
Parents, okay. Just Aww. Keep going so I can go around.
My job.
Job?
My children.
Children. Okay, I'll be able to write. Go ahead.
Family.
Family. Okay.
Jewish knowledge.
Jewish knowledge. Great. I do know how to spell Jewish. Knowledge, I'm not sure. Okay.
My good health.
Good health. She's helping to round us out here.
That what was else? Mine, but I will say, positive spirit.
Positive spirit, great.
That's mine too.
You know what? These can be all of ours. That's the beauty, okay?
All the love in my life.
Okay.
Life.
Okay.
My kids.
Kids. Okay. Great. We have probably a lot of things to be thankful for.
Passion.
Passion. My favorite word, I think, in the universe.
My husband and kids.
Husband and kids. Okay.
Good friends.
Friends. Great.
Mobility.
Mobility. And I think I will put on here women's connections, because I think that's part of the essence of us being here, and let's even put Jewish women connections. So, thank you. Beautiful things, that's what we're grateful for, and I think in this year to come, in our life to come, it would be nice to include all of these things and have them be part of it. So I want to do one more thing. Affirmations are really, really important. That also sets us in the tone. And then after we do this, we're going to start. I will give you directions. I'll even tell you which boards you can and cannot have, since you all have your own boards. No, I'm teasing. So I just thought I'd throw that in. So if people are all familiar with affirmations, positive thoughts, I'd like us all to just kind of, maybe it's for me, relax for a minute, just take a deep breath, just in through the nose, out through the mouth. One more time. And then one more. And then if you would repeat after me. Today, anything's possible.
Today, anything's possible.
I am open to discovery.
I'm open to discovery.
I'm willing to be present.
I'm willing to be present.
And listen to my authentic spiritual self. I will leave this workshop with a powerful tool.
I will leave this workshop with a powerful tool.
A powerful word.
A powerful word.
And an empowered Jewish soul.
And an empowered Jewish soul.
And that's what we're going to do together. And we're going to help each other with that. So today you've already chosen your boards. You've chosen, I'm sure, a color for some reason that you liked it, and that's great. So you're going to start. The vision boards, all the pieces are in front here. We're going to have the boards. We're going to do there are a lot of different kinds of vision boards. Today we're going to do one of allowing. We're going to do not a themed one, that's one you can do. We're going to leave, it's kind of a visioning board that we're going to do, which is a pre-vision boarding. Because usually my vision boarding sessions take 2 to 3 hours, but this is as powerful and it may be more enlightening. So we're going to, on this board, we're going to choose 5 to 8 pictures. Pictures or words. Now, I spent a lot of time cutting out different pictures. There are also lots of magazines, lots of support on magazines here. At your table are all kinds of Mishpacha magazines because this is a Jewish women's conference. So we want to get something really strongly Jewish. That's why we're empowered and why we're here, that we want to take into the next year with us. Not that health and family and all that isn't Jewish. It all is. But perhaps there's a step, something that you want to bring in to the next year. I want you to just take, there's scissors if you want to cut. I want you to get 5 to 8 pictures and place them on your board. If you do not see the pictures here, there are lots of magazines. Let's not take any more than 3 magazines, but just choose things that draw you. It doesn't have to have meaning, you just like it. It says, this is me, this resonates with me. Don't give it too much thought. Yes?
Can it be words or do they have to be pictures?
It can be words and pictures, whichever one you choose. I'm going to put a little music on. I want to give us at least one song to get the 5 to 8 pictures, maybe a little longer, but we'll just see. Oh, the singer is here. He's going to sing for us now. We just got through our... Oh, they're too busy. And since we were all so inspired by the speech about the trip to Israel, there are pictures here if some of you want to put that on your board as part of what happens this next year to come. Part of doing a vision board is not how we do it. It's like things we want in our life. So I would really encourage anyone who wants to be part of that trip to put that on.
Five to eight.
And you know what? If you work really fast, you can do up to 10, but not more than 10. Yeah, there are some extra ones here. Did you get one? There's lots of glue. Take a look before you glue it down. Put them on and fit them on so that they feel right on the page, so that it says something to you. This is you. This is your you.
Can I do from here?
Sure. They're open for everybody.
Okay.
Sure. Kind of a gut thing. These are all Mishpacha that are here, and then there's just all other. Walk around and give each one of you a gold label, and I want you to put it someplace on here that's actually significant of you. So we want you to own this. So when you go home, I'd like you to put your own picture on that gold seal because you're golden. But just to remember that each one of you belongs on your vision board. So if I can just, you can decide where you want it to go.
Go for it. I apologize for the mess, but I think that's how we just get into this.
Around them?
We're kind of sharing.
Okay. There are a lot of.
Let me take my.
How are we doing? That was one song. Should we go for one more song?
Yes.
One more song. Remember to include something Jewish in there. Vision boards, if you really take it, the essence of it, it really is something that draws you to it as opposed to thinking about it. You want to join us, Rabbi?
I have my board at home.
You can always have a new one. This is, we're coming up with power words today. You'll see at the end. This looks good. Looks like people are filling them up. Because when this song stops, I'm gonna ask you some different questions about your board. And as soon as you're comfortable and feel good about how it looks, you'll want to start gluing it down. And you'll start gluing it down. And we're going into the Guinness Book of Records, the quickest group and the largest group that's going to empower each other to finish a vision board in no flat. But why am I surprised? Why am I not surprised? It was a powerful day. I know each session was very powerful. The ones I went to were. Pardon me? 5 to 8. Pictures.
Pictures and words?
Yeah. 5 to 8. Yeah. 10 at the most, okay? Just because we just as a matter of time. When you're doing your own vision board, it can be poster boards. I've done 3 at one time. Right? No, the sticker is you wherever you want to put yourself. Some people will put your the picture of yourself in the center. Some will put it at the side. Mm-hmm. Because you need to own that board.
That just rolls into each song or if that stops.
Oh, here they are.
Okay, so as you're doing it, as you're putting them on the boards, if I can just ask you some questions that I want you to think about the pictures that you're pulling and you're putting on there. Because the pictures are going to tell a story, not necessarily by the pictures, but how they connect with each other. So, as you look, and if you need some help, be sure to ask myself or someone next to you, as you look at the pictures that you're putting on your board, is there any obvious link of those? Is there any obvious link? And there are some index cards that if you want, or just write yourself notes, if there's an obvious link. Is there a common denominator? Is there a common denominator that's in most of your pictures? Because this is the real essence of the boards. Is there a common denominator? What did your gut feeling of pulling together pictures in 10 minutes or less, what did it connect for you there? What connected all of them? Look at the point of view of the board. Is it static or is it active? And that could mean two things. That could mean that you want to be active, or that could mean that you want a little piece. But you're the one that will be able to give the interpretation. And as you look at the pictures, you look at what you've drawn, what your eye has drawn or your gut has drawn to that page, what does this signify about your life? What does it signify?
Are you asking or are you just...
No, if you know something, do what is what you've chosen? What does it signify to you? Because sharing is part of it.
I feel like I'm giving myself directions on how to get to where I want to get.
Okay. So you're seeking direction, or maybe you're seeking a path. Great.
Yes.
Great.
Well, that's good.
Great. Write that down somewhere because we're going to come up with word or words that is going to direct you into this year and something that you didn't think about before you did it. And that's what we're going to help each other with. So are you the driver or the passenger in your picture? Just going to keep asking questions to see what stirs you on. And if we can complete with our, I think I let you get up to 10, but if we can complete with getting those pictures and start pasting them, we'll be able to kind of share with each other. And something about vision board is seeing these pictures, our brain, the thoughts in our brain as we see these pictures can make it come true. There are amazing stories of people who've done vision boards years ago, 5 years ago, and one with a picture of a house, and 5 years later, they're living in that house. That's in this book, the Vision Board book. And I have these books, and I have a bibliography for you to take home. There's amazing things that by seeing pictures, and I don't like to use the word manifest, but it can create in your life some of what you want from your soul.
Choose the pictures, I have very clear control over what I want to include and what I didn't. Almost like in your life, you can choose what you want to think and what you want to do, what you want to be focused on, and you don't have to get about the little
thing
on the side.
Right. And there's a lot of clutter. And we really live in 10% of our brain. 90% is inside. And if we can get through it, just like they were talking, like Deborah was talking, to get into the inner essence, you make the choices of what. You listen to what you're saying inside. What did yours say? Your board. What does it say to you? Is there a link?
Focus on focus on the priorities. Focus on what's really important. What? And don't get bogged down by other things that you're not interested in.
Okay. So if you were to choose, that's good. If you were to choose a word, everything's going to be good.
And realize that I can accomplish. One of the things I chose is pray. I found a few quotes or pictures of prayer.
Okay.
And the ability that I can make a difference through prayer. I can impact my own life, the lives of those around me. I can help situations which I can't help in any other way other than pray for them, but that by praying I can actually make an impact.
I'm getting chills listening to you. And that may be yours. You might put prayer there. And, you know, it's just the visual of seeing that. What it will do, we want these boards to be where you can see them. It will remind you of your what you want. Because you do get excited. We have a lot of things going on in our lives. But if your brain is seeing those pictures, it is highly likely that that will be reinforced. You put that out there. If prayer is yours, which is a beautiful, they'll be very happy with me here if I bring out this nice, beautiful Jewish prayer. But I think it is beautiful. And I think if there's anything that I would want to put on mine Jewishly, it would be a stronger tie to prayer. So I thank you for sharing that. And that's powerful. And it's even more powerful as you use it. Anyone else see some links in there, some common denominators in theirs?
You can see vibrancy in mine.
Okay.
If it's from colors or just joy, a lot of vibrancy. And there's feet. I don't know why.
And so what does the feet do with the that grounds you?
Yeah.
That grounds you, but it could ground you in vibrancy or ground you in joy. What's wrong with being grounded in joy? I mean, that's pretty nice. Even Jewish joy is even nicer. But it is all joy.
And I also like that the feet is someone supporting the other. There's a feeling of protection. That one person's, you know, a child, I don't know, one person's feet on top of someone else's feet. Right? The most primal, I'm here. You're here, we're here. We're together.
That's it.
Yeah, we're connected.
Maybe that's what it's all about. Connected. Vibrancy. Or maybe those feet connecting is that energy. Anybody else see some or need some help with theirs? I have more questions, but you guys are good.
Can I say one thing? It's a funny idea to be able to design your year and design your life, and what you're choosing is all positive things. So if only we could, you know, take something which is in essence artistic and apply it to our own lives, how nice that would be.
Well, that's what you're going to do. And by looking at it, that's what happens. And if it's positive, just even if your word is positive. Because how much negative? We choose to accept the positive or the negative. It's our choice. Just like, I know your last name, is it Levine?
Yeah.
But I forget the first name.
Okay,
Rebetzin Racheli. Okay, said, is that choice. You have that choice to choose positive and negative. Because if you're choosing the negative, you're choosing not to take the positive. So, of course, we want to be conscious of that. Anyone else have some that they want to share with theirs?
I noticed mine feels really balanced. Like, I felt like I had, like, some active things and some mellow things, and, like, it's, like, really nicely balanced. I don't feel this balanced.
But that might be what you want to bring into your life. Isn't it interesting how that what you've drawn in is showing you what you want?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Any others? Yes.
Interesting, because most of what I've picked, I'm in my family. Like, I do so much else, but I think I keep focusing back to the family, the kids. My role as a mother and a nurturer. I tried to find a husband one, but I couldn't.
You can still add to these.
But I think I identify myself most as the focus is the family, and then there's everything else. So I didn't even look at anything else. I just looked at what sustains our family.
And maybe that's what's needed. That a lot, how often do we get an torn away from that major, you know, major part of our life.
Right, and Torah, and how Torah is so central to me, because that was the biggest picture.
Well, it's Torah and family.
Right.
And maybe Torah is family.
So, right, Torah creates our family.
Correct.
Creating our family.
So if anyone wants to choose those words, Torah and family, and put them, there are a lot of index cards to just put them on there, and you need to get a picture view there. Did I give you a...
No, I didn't get one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's get you one.
Excuse me.
Because you want to be able to put, it is important to put you on this board so that you own it. So what do you see in your board? Some of you have said, is it time to relax? Bless you. Or is there a quantum leap ahead for you? Some may be saying, no, I need more balance. I need to focus on my family. Some might also be saying, it's time for that quantum leap to move ahead.
I've been on one of the dreams. So much dreaming.
Okay.
Opens up possibilities.
Possibilities. Yes.
Mine is kind of like connecting with yourself, being yourself, being confident, growing yourself so that you can connect with other people.
And it's your choice to choose to do that.
I think the corner is a little garbage can. I think it's like everything else. Like.
So your word would be what? Your inner soul? Or yourself?
Yeah.
Or me?
Self.
Me.
Yeah. And okay. I was actually about to write on the little thing me.
Okay, cool. Beautiful. This is the nicest group I've worked with. Your eyes are right in here. Okay, anything in the picture that's, some of us I think said so, that's different than your current life. Things popped out. I need balance now. I need, yes?
There's a lot of nature in mine, and I live in a city, I live in San Francisco.
And you know where you're headed.
So what's that telling you?
Well, I always tease about it. My husband is a city mouse, and I'm the country mouse, and I've always wanted to go to have a yard and go around the garden and have a little more nature in my life, you know. So is nature a yard, or, you know, just somewhere kids can walk and the dirt can just be dirt, full of frightful objects. All that.
Well, that surely is saying something to you. And you'll take it with you through this year to see where it takes you. We're not going to find the answers today necessarily, but we're sure, hopefully, we'll find some beginnings. Yes, Heidi.
I have to tell a story. If that's
great.
The thing that I have been finding lately, and backstory, I've just been going through a rough thing, and I won't get into it. I got into it in the first discussion a little bit. But what I've come out of that feeling was an overwhelming sense of how things fit and work if you have the right, healthy, open attitude. Things just happen. It's magical. And there's, if you pray to God for something and truly believe in it, it is given to you. All you need to do, like a child, is to ask for help, and it is given. And it happens on grandiose scales, and it happens on the teeniest little, even without knowing you're asking. Now, here's bringing us to the visioning board. There are a few things that are very important, potent symbols to me. The waterfall is a symbol of abundance and prosperity to me. And the pomegranate is a symbol.
That's a great symbol.
You know, that's mm-hmm. a wonderful symbol for me. It's linked with Passover because of my family, but it just, you know, the roundness, the health, the passion, the family, the belief, everything is wrapped up in that. So when we first started this, I just had a vague sense of, you know, pomegranates and waterfalls. And I thought, oh my gosh, look at all these pictures, and I don't know what. Something made me get up and open this one magazine that I never would open.
No coincidences.
And the pomegranate.
Wow.
And then just before I thought, gee, I don't need this water, and I found horses and water, and I like both of those things, but I'm not. And then again, got up, went over, and opened it up, and here it is. It's the waterfall that I needed.
Wow.
My upper, and you know, these things happen, and it's just, it's nice to be able to have that childlike wonder as an adult. To open yourself up to something and have all these riches
laying in. Well, thank you for sharing. What I'm hearing, and you said abundance, but I'm also hearing trust. Trust that abundance.
To trust the universe. Yeah. Sometimes it's weirdly mysterious and you have no idea why these things are coming at you. And some of them you can deflect and some of them you can take care of.
And in a sense, all the Rebbetzins help me here. I'm not one. But it's trust the universe or trust Hashem. So that there is a meaning.
It's also a concept of divine providence, that there are no mistakes. You can meet situations that occur to you, the patterns that they get, don't get everything. It's a divine providence that God is running the world and he's taking care of you.
Yes.
And he's making sure that you know that he's happy in your small situations and in the big situations.
But you have to do your part.
Of course, yeah.
Right.
Your eyes to see it.
Right, right.
Miracles can happen and your eyes can definitely close.
Right.
So anyone else want to share? Or need some help in coming up with a word?
A word?
A word or words. Okay, let's help. I heard balance over here. I don't know if that's your word. Okay, is your picture glued on?
Yes.
And what's your name?
My name is Danit.
Danit.
I just didn't really think about
that's
the
good.
Pictures. I just kind of went with them.
Great. Great. So what connects them? What connects them?
Let's take a look. Let's see if we can all help her out here. Okay, let's see. I'm going to pull it up behind her. Okay, there's lots of beautiful things. So she's got the move. She's at the bottom right here. The flowers. Mishpacha, lemon, the grounding of the feet, need a voice,
wine,
okay, chocolate. Okay, so what does this board say? What does it have? What's the common denominator between all the pictures?
Actually, looking at it and just referring to them, it's all, everything here can be about relationship and connection. Everything is connection with people, connection with health, connection with yourself, knowing who you are, having your home, connection with beauty, connection with, this is very affectionate here.
Connections, relationships?
It's funny, I would look at it totally differently. Like diverse aspects of one person.
Okay.
One person expressing themselves in different ways.
So expression.
I did not overlap. It isn't very organized. Mine doesn't look quite like that.
No, but that's part of this. Yes. So what resonates with you? I mean, do any of these words?
Connection resonates with me.
Okay. Connection. Is that something you want to keep ongoing? Relationship?
Yeah. It looks like we need a little jump. You have a big move, and those trees that moving by the tree, and there's elephant that moves also,
right.
It's something that moving towards something.
Right. I also think
you have
that.
2 feet, that's probably density, I don't know. It seems like you put everything into, you need a move.
That's how you're moving into a new life, into a new entity.
And then now what I'm listening to you, what you said, and what you said about that piece, they're all, maybe you need to pull them together. Maybe you need to make it cohesive because there's all of these things that you'd like to make connections with, but let's bring a pull, an inner pull together of them, you know, make them closer. You didn't know that. That's what's amazing about these, and the interpretations are all correct. They have to be correct for the person who has it. But beautiful.
And the trees, it's like a new beginning. The buds are coming out.
Are we still on the 1:45 time?
Okay, so I'm really sorry, but we did come up with words. We did come up with some words. Did you want to share yours? No? Yes?
Meaning.
I don't know. It looks so beautiful.
Meaning.
Meaning. Wow. And yours is meaning? Finding meaning in life. Okay, beautiful.
Well, disseminating. And finding
and giving.
And giving back. Because that's
beautiful.
The way you receive.
Right.
When you receive something, you have to empty yourself of what you've received in order to receive more.
Complete, and then open
up. It's a cycle. It's an ongoing cycle.
Right.
If you, get caught up and not give out what you're receiving, then you have blockage. And the only way to receive more light, receive more inspiration or knowledge in the day-to-day existence is just somehow, whether it's your mitzvah or a word or a coming back or a teaching, empty yourself of it, whatever it is. You get more.
It's very bright. It's very meaningful. Thank you for sharing. What I've been doing, what I want to tell you before I give you the forms, and I have to let you go, is that please put these vision boards in a place that you'll see them. So you'll notice them, and your brain will do things with this. Your eyes and your brain will do things with this. You don't even have to think about it. You just need to see it. Be conscious of it. It's magic. I think it's somewhat magic. Own it. Put your picture on it. That's you. It's about you. Own it. Believe and share with others. And that's what you did today. Just by sharing it with others. When you share or make a declaration like, this year I want my life more open. I want more prayer in my life. I want more family in my life. I want my emphasis on the family. What you shared here, you heard it and we heard it. And it's like a declaration. No one's going to test you on it, but it's all obviously important to your heart. Realize it's a process. Some of the things on your board will come true. Some of the things won't, but you can change and delete and keep going on. Celebrate when you've accomplished something. Celebrate when it happens. And then watch your world change through the power of intention. It's amazing. It is totally amazing. And this was just a beginning. This is like visioning. This was visioning. A vision board can be a huge, big process, a huge, big board. But now you know how to do it. And you will have some fun with it. But if I know you, it's hard to find the time to sit down to cut out and put things down on paper. You did it today. I acknowledge you and give you kudos for doing it. So just make it work for you. I have just taken up in the last 2 years coaching, and this is a lot of what coaching does. It's like partnering with someone that everyone knows what's in their own heart. They partner. I mean, and so I'm just helping you bring out what you already know. So I just want to offer to anyone here just a complimentary in 2 weeks. If you'd like to be coached to your vision board to come up with some action steps, I'm very happy to, I live in Florida, but we'll do it on a time that works well with each other to just connect with you to help you concentrate on it. I know today was very quick and very fast. I'll give you my card. I also have some times that are available. That way I would be very happy if you're interested. I also want to give you a bibliography, and there are different types of boards you can do. This was just one, an allowing board. But there's boards if you want to just put a special theme, you know, like how you want a party to be or how you want your life to be, and, you know, it could be a weight loss thing or a health thing. There are different kinds of boards to do it. Some of the books are in here. They're just amazing things on vision boarding. Those stories are what I wish I had more time to tell you, but you can look them up. There's also a website to find. So I think I have to let you go because I have some connections here.
Thank you very much.
But thank you. You were wonderful. You were wonderful. Please take one of these. I'm going to clean up. Don't worry about cleaning up. And please, if I guess my number's on here. If something comes true, if something really works nice, let me know. I would love to hear about it. And I thank you so much for sharing, because this was an amazing group.
Thank you very much.
Okay, ladies. I wasn't sure. I walked in and I said, we've got to come out with a board. So you guys did it.
Thank you. That's